This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Creating Wealth Show with Jason Hartman. You're about to learn a new slant on investing, some exciting techniques, and fresh new approaches to the world's most historically proven asset class that will enable you to create more wealth and freedom than you ever thought possible. Jason is a genuine self-made multimillionaire who's actually been there and done it. He's a successful investor, lender, developer, and entrepreneur who's owned properties in 11 states, had hundreds of tenants and been involved in thousands of real estate transactions. This program will help you follow in Jason's footsteps on the road to your financial independence day. You really can do it. And now, here's your host, Jason Hartman, with the complete solution for real estate investors.
Welcome, listeners from around the world. It's great to be back with you. I know there have been a few episodes without yours truly, and I'm sure you missed me. At least I hope you missed me. It's nice to be missed. Adam was doing some wrap-up episodes, and I can't wait to listen to them myself because I have not heard them. From Meet the Masters, he did one on Friday. So Friday, we actually had two episodes. We had our normal Flashback Friday episode, which was a good one with Emily Filaramo. I remember doing that interview about self-talk or about erasing negative self-talk, and it was really a good one. So we did that as a Flashback Friday. And then episode 941, also on Friday, was a wrap-up from Friday. He did a wrap-up on Saturday and on Sunday. So I can't wait to go and listen to those episodes myself. But you have probably all listened to them because you are good listeners. So thank you so much for catching all of our episodes. We really appreciate it. So this is episode 944 today, and I have Carrie on with me. Carrie, how are you?
Hey, Jason. Good. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. So first of all, Carrie, I want to say thank you so much for helping plan Meet the Masters 2018. That was a lot of work.
Yeah, thank you. It was. I mean, we exchanged several hundred emails, phone calls, but it was a success. It was really good. You had a good mastermind group there.
Yeah, I think it was a great one, and we had almost 300 people there. And by the way, we're going to do some kind of a promotion or something. We have part of the deal with John Burns was I think we had to buy 400 of his books. And so we have extras, and I really don't want these in my house, so I want to give them away to our listeners, and we will figure out a good way to do that. I'm not sure what we'll do yet, but I'm going to get these out of my house because I only need one copy for myself. So look for that coming up on a future episode once we figure something out in terms of an efficient way to get the books to you. Maybe at our next event, we'll give those out as a freebie or something. I don't know, but they're great. And he was one of the speakers there, and his presentation was really interesting. Lots of statistics, beautifully illustrated visually, which really makes things a lot easier to understand when there's good, you know, visual representation of the data. You know, when there's a lot of data, it's hard to just speak it. You got to look at it too. So, Carrie, let's teach the listeners something. This isn't really just a recap to talk about how great our event was, but it was awesome. There's going to be a lot of stuff you'll learn from this episode today. So let's kind of jump in and talk about whatever you like, Carrie. But, you know, I know at all the meals, the lunches, the dinners, the breakfast, you were really networking and learning and also sharing advice, you know, for how to become a master real estate investor with so many of our clients there. And what I always say is one of our big jobs is to learn things from you, our listeners, our clients, and then feed them back, kind of assimilate them, aggregate that information, and then feed it back to the entire audience, because we really are a mastermind, all of us, the thousands and thousands of people listening in 165 countries, I think, around the world now, which, by the way, I got to give a shout out to Sakari, who came from Nigeria. Wow. That is a long trip.
Wow. That's crazy. How long of a flight would that be?
Well, that would be many flights. You're not going to get a direct flight from Nigeria to San Diego. That's for sure. I don't know what his path was, but that was really great of him to come so far. You know, certainly over the years, we've had people come from various parts of Asia, Europe, Australia, New Zealand in the past. But yeah, Nigeria, that has to be the most exotic of all, I'd say. So that was really great. Thank you to him for coming to that. But Carrie, yeah, dive in. Do you want to take it in like chronological order? And also, we're going to talk about the Venture Alliance Mastermind meeting. We learned some really good stuff there. That was a great meeting on Monday. It was kind of the additional day after Meet the Masters. So I want to share some stuff about asset protection that I talked about there and some other great things. So yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we kicked off the day on Friday with, you know, all of our local market specialists talking. So it was good to hear the different economic turns and what's going on right now in our Memphis market, Indianapolis, and now launching North Carolina, Quad Cities, getting more inventory for investors in those kind of markets. And
one thing I want to mention, you said launching North Carolina. So we've done hundreds of transactions in Charlotte, North Carolina over the years, but this is Fayetteville, North Carolina this time around, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. And everybody listening, you know, y'all know we're area agnostic. So we move in and out of markets when the properties make sense, the market makes sense, and most importantly, the team, our boots on the ground, makes sense. Go ahead, Carrie.
Right. Yeah. So our Quad Cities team, they're in North Carolina and Kansas City. And we've been in the Quad Cities for a couple of years now, but now feeling more comfortable with the other two markets. So that's always promising. And then also Jacksonville. Now we have new construction there. Those are some interesting numbers. And
so Jacksonville, Florida. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jacksonville, Florida. Yeah. And then Jackson, Mississippi was there, as well as Chicago. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hearing about property management from each one, and they all did a panel discussion, and it was enjoyable to hear the different rates, the different management tools that they use, and the success they're having, especially with the Jason Hartman Network.
One thing that came up when I was hosting a local market specialist panel, or LMS, we call them, a local market specialist panel at Meet the Masters, and we hosted two of those, as I recall. It was a 3-day event, so I'm just kind of, you know, getting back on track here. So pardon me if I don't remember everything. But one of the topics I brought up was the smart home topic. And, you know, Carrie, I think this is really going to revolutionize real estate investing for our clients. It's going to give them a lot more independence and autonomy from property managers. It's going to enable them to self-manage their properties more easily if they want to. And it's really just going to do a lot of great things for real estate investors. But it seems like it's still really, compared to other technological advances in the world, really rather slow in coming, you know. But we did talk about that, and, you know, from internet controlled thermostats, cameras for security, door locks, lights, everything. There's some good stuff coming down the pike there, and I think that's also going to make it more efficient for property managers. So that will ultimately put downward pressure on property management fees as these technologies make things more efficient. I thought that was one thing that was pretty darn interesting. You know, we sort of have a couple different categories of speakers at these events. We have the local market specialists, the lenders, insurance people, and then we have what we call content speakers. So we, you know, this is the first time we really had a whole bunch of professional speakers that, by the way, charge a lot of money. Yeah, a lot of money. So we never really did that before, but this was our 20th anniversary event. So we really wanted to go all out and really try and upscale this one a lot. And of course, you all know we had a musical concert too, which, let's make sure we talk about that, Carrie.
Yeah. But, no, yeah. It was phenomenal. And then, yeah, the music performance on Saturday night, it was great turnout. Everyone let loose after 2 days of nonstop education and networking. So they did a really good job.
And it seemed like everyone showed up Sunday morning reasonably well, considering they were out partying, which, by the way, you know, I want to do a reality show at our next conference, because you, Carrie, are a mom, and you take care of everybody very nicely, by the way. And I heard that you were taking care of some people about 4 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Yes, it was a late night for me. Thank you to those that are listening and know who you are.
Yeah, you had some partiers on your hands, didn't you, that you had to keep an eye on?
I had to make sure they didn't get kicked out of the building. So no, but it was fun. Your air guitar, you had some skills there, Jason. It was pretty fun watching.
Well, you know, I hate to brag, but I'm pretty good at air guitar. I'm good at air microphone too, singing. But you know, the singer of the Journey Captured Band came down from the stage and stuck that the real microphone in front of me, and I sang Stone in Love.
And we have pictures.
Yeah, well, there's also videotape out there. I do not profess to be able to sing, so I can't wait to hear it.
No, it was good. It was loud, but it was a good performance.
That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. We got the volume adjusted a little bit lower after about, you know, song number 2, and I think they really got in a groove, and the band was phenomenal. I was, first time ever in my life I've hired a band, and I was just, I have to say, totally impressed. I gave them a 5-star raving review on the website where I found them. I was very, very impressed with the band. I thought they were, I mean, people were dancing and singing and waving their hands in the air. I mean, that was fun. I had I usually don't have any fun at these events, and I had a lot of fun that night. So that was great.
That goes to show a lot, yeah.
Hey, but let's talk about some of the stuff we learned. You know, share some information with people. Do you want to pick, you know, any particular content speaker and talk about that, Carrie?
Well, I want to get back to when you said when we had, you know, the lenders and the insurance providers. Do you want to share the quote that your mom had?
Well, I'm kind of afraid to say this because, you know, I do not know who my mother is using for insurance, but I invited my mother, who's, you know, a pretty darn good real estate investor in her own right and a exceptionally good property manager, I'd say. I tell you, my mother and my aunt, Aunt Joni, who I also invited up on stage, and they actually did a segment for about about 40 minutes up there. And, you know, Aunt Joni, she's been on the show before. And when I was growing up, I saw her, you know, she owns like a neighborhood. It's quite amazing. I think at the peak, she had like 120 homes or something like that. And, just owned a lot of properties, got very, very rich as a real estate investor. And she and my mother get really good deals on stuff. And I got to tell you, folks, here's the lesson on that. You know, so many of you listening just kind of go with what your property manager says, and you don't ask enough questions or shop enough. And part of this is really just sort of keeping your property manager in check. You know, keeping a little tension in that relationship is a healthy thing, I think. And so when you get a quote, first of all, the first lesson, and this is nothing new, I've said it before, but, you know, I'm going to say it again. You've got to get the quote from the actual vendor on their document. Don't just let the property manager send you an email and say, well, this costs $280. No, they need to attach the scan of the document or the PDF of the document that came from the actual vendor. And it should have that vendor's contact information on it. So you can email them or pick up the phone and say, hey, you know, what about this? Can we do this? Is this the, you know, best way to do it? Is it the least expensive way or most cost effective? Those are different, by the way, you know, to do it. And if it's a high priced item, you know, you get at least 2 quotes. If it's a really high priced item, you get at least 3 quotes. Okay. It's so easy now to just shop this stuff online. It's just a cinch to do. So very important that you do that and you not just allow the property manager to just throw out prices. I shared the story of a property have now sold. It was in Charlotte, North Carolina. But years ago, and I talked about this on the podcast at the time, it was a property where it had a very large tree that fell down. And so the tree had to be removed. And, you know, they sent me one quote and it was like incredibly high. I thought I could make money off this event. You know, I could say to someone, you know, pay me to come and chop it up and take the wood away, you know, and I'd be selling the wood. You know me, I'm a capitalist. I just put an ad on Craigslist and said, hey, you know, tree removal. And they sent me a picture of it. I put a picture on Craigslist. I got all sorts of, you know, quotes from Bubba with a pickup truck and a chainsaw, which you don't want to hire that guy because he has no insurance. Okay. But the point was, I kept forwarding all these emails. I was getting these responses to my Craigslist ad to my property manager. And I never ended up hiring anyone. I hired their person, as I recall. But somehow, magically, Carrie, the price came way down. I don't know how that happened. It was magic. Magic, I tell you. So, you know, you need to not just accept everything you're told by any vendor. You need to question things and keep a little tension in that relationship, okay? It's a healthy thing. And we want you to save money. We are your advocates. We're consumer advocates. That's our job here, to give you good advice. This is one of them where you can save some money. Okay, what else we got?
Well, on that note, so talking to and networking with investors during lunch, you know, some would say, one investor said their property's been vacant for 4 months. And I said, why haven't you told me? Let's go. The provider was at the event. I said, let's go walk up to him and say, what's going on with your property? Why isn't it being rented? He said, oh, they're marketing. You know, we're doing all we can do. But then you made a comment on stage as well for Craigslist. Go and as an investor there, you know, the provider might be saying the property's not being rented. There's no action. Well, then you as an investor, go list that property on Craigslist. See how much traction you're really going to get,
right,
and email the provider and say, look, there's 10 possible tenants right there. Let's just pick and choose one of these, or, you know, look how easy it was for me to do. So knowing those too, bring it to the investor and or provider, and don't take the vacancy for, well, they're doing their best, you know, right, actually into it.
Yeah, exactly. So what I was saying there, just to elaborate on that a little bit, is when I've done this before a few times, when a property is vacant in between tenants and there's a tenant turn, I will advertise the property myself. And I will then start forwarding, just like on the tree that fell on that other property, I will start forwarding all those emails with prospective tenants to the property manager. Now, this is may annoy them a bit, okay? But so what, okay? We're on your side, people. You know, look, we're advocates for clients, okay? You will be showing the manager that, number one, you're paying attention. Number two, you are ambitious. Number three, you take initiative. And number four, in essence, you are holding them accountable because you are producing your own leads and you can forward those leads to them and say, hey, you know, what about this lead? What about that lead? You know, follow up with this potential renter. Now, you know, this isn't really that much of a problem in this market because the market's pretty hot, but occasionally there's a rare case where some property, like the one you mentioned, falls through the cracks and it just, you know, it'll sit and have a vacancy. But don't stand for this, folks. This is why we're here. Reach out to us. Reach out to your investment counselor when you have a problem of any sort, and we will help you as a third-party intermediary to get things done. So, yeah, good point. Good point. Okay, good. Darren Bloomquist spoke. He spoke last year as well, and we were talking a little bit oddly about John Burns the day before he came. You know, John Burns was one of the speakers after Ron Paul, who was our headline speaker. And we were talking about some data in terms of the millennials. Now, one of the things I talked about there, my opening keynote, Carrie, was about the 6 years, 6 million new renters prediction. Remember that one?
Yep.
So I predicted that at Meet the Masters in 2011, and that prediction more than came true. It came true by more than 1 million. 6 years, 7 million new renters. as income property investors, the renters are our customers. So we love renters. They are the customers. The rental demand is nothing short of phenomenal. And I think that's going to continue for quite a while. So that was very exciting, I thought.
Yeah, I actually talked to a gentleman who was at that Meet the Masters. I interviewed him during one of those side segments, breaks. And I said, so did you invest back then? And he looked down and said, no, if only I should have back then. Mm-hmm. And so he was just like, no, I got to get on it now because it came true. And what other predictions will come true that I might miss out on? So he was excited to ramp up and get going.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff. The other chart that I did talk about on the podcast before that was pretty darn amazing is one of John Burns' charts. He showed so many slides and had so much data. And of course, we're going to get a lot of these presentations into the app. So for everybody who was there, a lot of these PowerPoint slides will be in the app. So even though the conference is over, check that app, check it today, check it tomorrow. We will be updating that app and we'll leave it open for quite a while. So there'll be a lot of info there. And I know people are still continuing to post pictures. We have well over 100 pictures that all of you have posted from all your fun times there and all kinds of stuff. So please keep those crowd photos coming. We love to see them. Post your pictures with Ron Paul and the other speakers and all that good stuff as well. But that mortgage sensitivity chart, it's just amazing. I mean, as rates go up, it just knocks millions of potential buyers out of the market. And that means more demand for rentals, more demand for rentals. So pretty exciting stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really good. And especially for, like we mentioned earlier, demand for rentals in new construction, but mm-hmm. also, you know, the markets like Jackson, Mississippi, and Chicago, where they're not going away. and the tenants keep coming. So that's good. That's really good.
Absolutely. Okay. Anything else on the content speakers? I'd say the room was the most packed. I think everybody was in their seat when Ron Paul spoke. You know, his position on liberty and really on tolerance for other people's lifestyle choices and behavior. And I think his philosophy is just pretty darn perfect from a political perspective. What did you think of that one?
Well, again, I was in and out of the room, but he did get a standing ovation, and we heard the speech. You know, we had an elite dinner the night before, so he had spoken a little bit more about, you know, even his upbringing and where he's at with his political views, and so many people could relate to him or just, you know, have a consideration for his views that it was inspiring. It was really good.
Absolutely. I think we had 54 people at the Elite Access dinner on Friday evening. I guess we can talk about where it was now. It was at Roy's Seafood. So that was a lot of fun. That was a top secret location before, but now you can all know because it's already happened. And we did some photo ops there against the step and repeat backdrop. And, you know, that was a lot of fun. Everybody got to talk to Ron, and I sat right next to him at dinner, and that was pretty fascinating. A lot of good stuff came out of that. I want to talk a little bit about a discussion that we had on Monday at the Venture Alliance Mastermind, the additional day for the Venture Alliance people. We talked a little bit about asset protection. And there are so many misconceptions in this field, Carrie. It just drives me crazy. So I want to say this. First of all, I'm not an attorney, but we did have Garrett Sutton, asset protection attorney, speak there, Rich Dad advisor and author of several books on the topic. He's great, but, you know, a couple things. First of all, understand the difference in asset protection between the internal and the external threat. Yeah, I don't have time to explain this now, but go to jasonhartman.com and type Garrett Sutton and listen to the podcast where I've had him on the show several times in the past, and we talk about that. And the second thing is understand that the first step in asset protection is privacy. That's the first step. Not having all of your assets show up on a search. And tell you, you know, like I have a background checking system. I can look up anything about anybody. It's truly mind-boggling what's out there in the world of big data. It's scary. It really is scary. And so that's the first thing, privacy, okay? When you set up LLCs or corporations, you want to set them up, number one, in favorable states or jurisdictions. And number two, you've got to have them set up right. And we used to be affiliated with Mark Kohler and his firm. And I got to say, I was pretty disappointed with my experience there. It was good in the beginning, but just went downhill, I think, you know, and we've had some other complaints as well, unfortunately, but, you know, he's a nice enough guy, but just my experience was not good. So I moved on, and Garrett Sutton does a lot of my stuff now. But one of the things that they did, they made a huge mistake, and they set up a few entities for me, and they put my name down as the organizer. And that instantly screws up the whole goal of privacy, which is the first goal of asset protection, privacy, right? I mean, duh, you know, that was just super disappointing. So that's the first thing, okay? And then after that, if you get sued and you end up where you, hopefully this will never happen, but say you have a judgment against you, the thing that they do after that is called a judgment debtor's exam, where they're going to ask you a bunch of questions under oath about what you have, okay? Now, I don't think you're obligated to tell them anything they don't ask, okay? And sometimes they don't ask stuff because they're just dumb, okay? But you can't count on them being dumb. It's not a good strategy. So you want to understand that how the process works, okay? How the process works. And I have people that owe me money and I'm trying to collect from them. And, you know, I kind of see how this unfolds. It's really quite interesting. You know, a lot of people say, well, if I own gold or Bitcoin, it's all private. Well, not if they ask under oath. It's not private anymore because you have to tell them, okay? And by the way, interestingly, we talked a lot about Bitcoin at this conference, and, you know, because it's all over the news, and we started talking about that back in, I don't know, 2011 or 12, you know, when it was a new thing. That was pretty interesting too. So just understanding that process is vitally important, isn't it, Carrie?
Yeah, well, it was interesting because, like you said, a few of you were talking in the room, just protect yourself before anything happens.
Yeah.
Because that way, like you said, you have to disclose what happened. If there was a slip and fall and you knew about it, but you weren't protected, well, now you're liable for that slip and fall. Protect yourself before that slip and fall.
Right. That actually is a good rule. So the before the rule of privacy that I mentioned, when it comes to asset protection, the first rule is do things in advance. The first rule is planning, okay? Planning before there's a problem because you can't fix it afterwards. You're not allowed to, okay? You can only do it before. So that's another thing to keep in mind. But, you know, definitely go to jasonhartman.com and listen to my podcast on this subject. And, you'll be very well informed there and you can take it from there. Because I've interviewed attorneys like Garrett and other attorneys as well. There's a lot of good information there. What else? So we had Danielle DiMartino Booth talk a lot about monetary policy and the Federal Reserve and stuff. We had Andrew Zatlin talk, the Moneyball economist. He was interesting. Ken McElroy, of course, another rich dad advisor, talked about essentially, although he doesn't call it this, but he was basically promoting the whole idea of my refi till you die plan, wasn't he, Carrie?
Yeah, that was some good support there.
Yeah. And it wasn't totally unintended. I had no idea what he was going to say when he got up there on stage. I asked him to talk about some of the best practices in property management because he has so many tenants in all of the apartments he syndicated, about 10,000 units, I believe now. If anybody could talk about property management, he sure could. But he definitely talked a lot about refi till you die without calling it that. And that's one of the beautiful things about income property investing. You know, you can acquire the asset, then you can later get all your money back, maybe even more than all your money back, and still own the asset and keep doing that over time, keep refinancing more money out, still own the asset. With everything else, when you want to get money out of the asset, you just got to liquidate it, you got to sell it. But with income property, it's a multi-dimensional asset class. And remember, there's no tax on borrowed money. So a very, very beautiful thing in that respect.
Yeah. And then just to even note on some other of like the local market specialists and lenders, you know, we had four different lenders there and everyone kind of had a different way to relate to all of the investors, whether you're a single parent or a stay-at-home parent. You know, you work from home, you're on your 11th loan, you want a balloon, you know, that was really good too. So if you're out there and you need some kind of financing right now, whatever level you're at, beginner or veteran, reach out to an investment counselor because there's something out there for you.
Definitely. The lenders shared a lot of great information, and I thought that was very interesting what they shared. A lot of good strategies for sequencing mortgages. Mortgage sequencing, very important topic. If you want to know more about that one, just go to jasonhartman.com and type mortgage sequencing. We've done several podcasts on that topic. A lot of important strategy and thinking there. One of the things I really like about the lenders we're affiliated with, whether it be Shannon or Joe or Aaron or Courtney, is they really help people lay out a strategy to build an entire real estate portfolio, not just one thing. Right.
Exactly. The way that they described it was like you're eating at Chipotle. There's a line and you have the person with the tortillas, the meat, the beans, the salsa, the guacamole, and everyone's working with your financing. Everyone has a piece in it and they're going to make it so it's right and it's suitable to your needs.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very important thing to have someone that really helps you with an entire plan. And that's what we do, by the way. You know, I haven't talked about this enough lately, but all of our investment counselors will help you do something that we call a portfolio makeover. There's no charge for any of our services. Remember, we're a referral network. We get paid a referral fee when you acquire properties and build your portfolio. So we do all of this counseling for free. And one of the things we do, our investment counselors, is we help you do a portfolio makeover to determine the highest and best use of any assets you have, whether it be cash in the bank, money in a self-directed IRA or solo 401k, whether it be, you know, money you've got tied up in cryptocurrencies or precious metals. Hopefully you're being very careful there because, you know, the South Korean government, by the way, just made a statement that everyone is going to lose all their money. So,
oh, good.
When a government says something like that, you better watch out because, like I said, and I'd love to be wrong about this, but with the whole Bitcoin and cryptocurrency thing, the product of every government on earth and every central bank on earth is currency. The dollars, the euros, the yen, that's all the stuff they sell. They sell currency. That is their product. If you owned a store and your product was groceries, that's your product. You don't like competition when someone else opens a grocery store across the street, do you? No, you don't. Well, governments and central banks don't like competition either. And cryptocurrencies are competition for them. And they're not just going to stand idly by and let it happen. And I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, but Jason, it's decentralized. It's information. You can't control information. You can't stop it. Don't be so sure of that, folks. Don't be so sure of that. Just be careful. That's all I'm saying. We can do a portfolio makeover, a savings, money in a savings account, home equity, 401k, you know, self-directed IRA, whatever. We will help you put your money to work at its highest and best use. That's a big term in the world of appraisals, highest and best use. And that is what we do. We help you make your capital and your resources work at their highest and best use. So take advantage of a free portfolio makeover with any of our investment counselors, and we will be glad to help you with that. Carrie, anything else to wrap it up?
No, I was just going to point out, you know, we do a lot of in our Venture Alliance meetings, we talk about Bitcoin and all of that too, but those are good times also to hear more about opportunities and what's going on with the market and really help plan your portfolio out as well. We talked a lot about some people invest in multifamilies, single families, how do they do their portfolios? So come to either Venture Alliance event or Jason Hartman event and you get more insider's report on what's going on in the market and with other investors.
And I should also mention that we are going to start working on, we don't have this yet, but we're going to start working on, and we got some good feedback at Meet the Masters, by the way, having our very first event. We've had events on the East Coast before, Atlanta, you know, in Orlando, Florida, etc. But we are going to do our first event in the Northeast. Look for this, you know, coming up. I know we're going to do a Venture Alliance event, a Venture Alliance Mastermind event. That's our small group. You can check that out at Venture Alliance Mastermind. Mastermind.com, but we're going to do a Creating Wealth seminar or a JHU, Jason Hartman University event, and have some local market specialists come somewhere, maybe Newark, maybe Washington, D.C. I don't know, but we're going to do something in the Northeast. So look for that in the next several months. I really want to get up there. I know we've had a ton of requests from clients who live in the Northeastern areas. They really want us to get up there. And I know you've been so gracious, all of you, over the years, coming to our events in California and elsewhere in the country and the world, frankly. But we're going to come to you soon. So stay tuned for that, and we will have more information on that soon. Hey, Carrie, thank you so much for joining me today. It was a pleasure, and thanks again for helping out with the event.
Yeah, thank you, Jason.
Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes. Be sure to check out the show's specific website and our general website, hartmanmedia.com, for appropriate disclaimers and terms of service. Remember that guest opinions are their own, and if you require specific legal or tax advice or advice in any other specialized area, please consult an appropriate professional. And we also very much appreciate you reviewing the show. Please go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever platform you're using and write a review for the show. We would very much appreciate that. And be sure to make it official and subscribe so you do not miss any episodes. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.